My friend, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English, at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 24, 2026. In the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is Tammuz 9/57/87. So now we're continuing in Amos, and it is the third chapter. Verse 1, you must heed this statement that Eternal Originator states about you, most powerful prevail sons. Above all the family that I brought from Double Strongholds Land. Interesting, he calls that a clan or a family. That was Jacob or Israel, all these people. Conveying. Verse 2, I have known only you from all the families of the earth. Accordingly, I will take care of you for all your guilt. Oops! When he takes care, he doesn't just whip the tar out of us. He puts us to death because we've chosen death. Verse 3, continuing to say, will two go together unless they agree? Yeah, that's what you do. You can't dance unless you're in harmony. Verse 4, a lion in the forest roars. Is no food for him? Usually that's what a lion roaring is all about, to attract the attention and then pounce. A young lion gives a sound from his lair. Will he not seize? You bet. Verse 5, will a bird fall earthward in a trap with no lure for it? No, it's probably been lured there. Will a trap spring up from the ground to seize nothing? He's explaining truth or consequences. Reality check here. Verse 6, a ram's horn blows in town. Will people not tremble? Yeah, that was always a dire warning. Is misery in town, and Originator did not accomplish it? Yeah, we know when the sirens sound, there's severe warning for something. Verse 7, my controller, that's Adonai, Eternal Originator, that's Yahweh, will accomplish no statement unless he reveals his purpose through his servants, the presenters. The word originally was Nabi, it means those who bubble forth. They are presenters, not prophets. Verse 8, a lion roars. We're back to that. Will no one fear? Well, I don't think we understand any of the terrible signs of our times, of the demonic evils that are activated in this society. My controller, again, that's Adonai, Eternal Originator, that's Yahweh, states, will no one present? Yeah, are there any presenters talking about what's really going on here? Verse 9, you must proclaim to fortifications and effusion and fortresses and double stronghold. These are other areas outside of Israel, Egypt, and not sure where effusion is. You must say, you must gather on watching places, mountains. That's interesting. Watching place was the northern segment of nine nations that were called Israel when the two separated, Israel and Judah. You will see many troubles in it and oppressions in it. Verse 10, Eternal Originator's communication. Those treasuring violence. Boy, that's what we have today. Are you aware of that? And havoc in their fortresses have not known to accomplish honesty. Honestly, there is no honesty today. Excuse me for laughing. My controller, Eternal Originator, conveys this. A foe surrounds the land. We're in danger from all sorts of segments worldwide. He will bring you from your strength. Your fortresses will be plundered. Verse 12, eternal originator conveys this, as the tender, that's the shepherd, snatches two legs from the mouth of a lion or a severed ear, so will most powerful prevail son through mating in watching place. At Shomeron, oftentimes called Samaria, which is a baloney translation, the northern Israel, nine nations. In the side of a bed and in well-watered place, that's Damascus, today still currently going, but dire pronunciations are for it, on a couch, be snatched. Verse 13, my controller, eternal originator, groups, most powerful, communicates. You must heed, do we? I don't think we've ever heeded, have we? And confirm in Heel's house, that's Yaakov. Verse 14, on the day, I will take care of rebellion. So he's going to punish. That word take care doesn't mean what we usually think it means. I will take care of mighty ones, places, platforms. The platform's horns will be cut off and fall to the earth. That was anciently the temple. The temple today is living stones. Verse 15, eternal origin communicates, I will strike the winter place with the summer place. So we are going to see devastation, summer and winter. The ivory palaces will perish. Great houses will end. So now we're ready to continue another time in chapter 4. And I want to take this time to just conclude with a few remarks here. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee lying. We must flee coveting. We must flee stealing. We must flee killing, especially of the unborn. We must be being renovated or we will die. That's choosing death if we are not choosing to be renovated or being converted. Friends, I hope you choose life.